Back again with John MacArthur in the Grace to You audio blog. If you haven't heard, there's a discussion underway at gty.org. When John is done, get the info on how to get involved.
Julian Huxley, a biologist and evolutionist, wrote Essays of a Humanist in 1964, said, "Evolution is the most powerful, most comprehensive idea that has ever arisen on Earth." And you know what? He's right. It is the single greatest satanic lie the world has ever known, because it eliminates the need for a creator. People can avoid God altogether, particularly the biblical God. Darwin didn't care if you wanted to worship another God. I don't think Hitler cared if you wanted to worship another God, just not the God of the Bible. Just not the God who created. When Darwin first published his Origin of the Species, it was largely rejected by the scientific world of his day, because they universally held to a belief in divine creation. There was no other rational explanation. You have effect, you have to have a cause. When he wrote Origin of the Species, of course, it had critical reviews from the very outset. The scientific world was almost wholly against it. In later years, Thomas Huxley, speaking of the year 1860, described the situation by saying, and I quote, "The supporters of Mr. Darwin's views were numerically extremely insignificant. There is not the slightest doubt that if a general council of the church scientific had been held at that time, we should have been condemned by an overwhelming majority." It was a hard sell. Even Darwin had a hard time with it. If you read anything of Darwin's, you find he's continually filling all his writings with tremendous doubts. For example, he says in the sixth chapter of his Origin of Species, "Long before having arrived at this part of my work, a crowd of difficulties will have occurred to the reader. Some of them are so grave that to this day I can never reflect on them without being staggered." In his chapter on instinct, he conceded such simple instincts as bees making a beehive could be sufficient to overthrow my whole theory. "And to think," he said, "that the eye could evolve by natural selection seems, I freely confess, absurd in the highest possible degree." In his chapter on imperfections in the geological record, he complained that the complete lack of fossil intermediates in all geological records was perhaps, quote, "the most obvious and gravest objection which can be urged against my theory." In other words, he was at least honest enough to admit that the thing didn't make any sense. Darwin wrote that he was deeply conscious of his own ignorance. In his personal letters, he wrote about having awful misgivings of having deluded myself and devoted myself to a fantasy. But Darwin was determined to escape from a personal God at all costs. He said that, "I am determined to escape from design and a personal God at all costs." To the end of his life, he was in that war, trying as he would to escape from God, he never really could. And finally, his emotional life atrophied under the strain of the battle, religious feelings disappeared, and with it everything else. The world became cold and dead. And in the end, Darwin apparently received a taste of his own medicine. He had deprived the universe of God and all meaning, and so he had deprived himself of all meaning. James Moore wrote a biography of Darwin called The Life of a Tormented Evolutionist. In some of his letters, Darwin referred to his theory, quote, as the devil's gospel. And even after he had sort of won the day, because he did liberate men from the God of the Bible, he did free people to enjoy their sin without the thought of a judge, he had begun to win the battle, but his psychological suffering was so profound, his physical symptoms continued. He was literally not only killing God for himself, but killing God for everybody else. One writer says his life was one long attempt to escape from the church and to escape from God. It is this that explains so much that would otherwise be incongruous in his life and character. Though let's just get the record straight here. This is all about getting rid of God, the God of the Bible, the authority of Scripture, with its moral implications. And even Christian people who want to go to Genesis, I don't believe, have the liberty to tell us that Genesis 1 doesn't mean what it says. Why would we want to join forces with those whose effort is directly against the authority of the God of Scripture. I just need to put that in perspective.
Now we want to hear from you. Here's the address, gty.org/audioblog. That's gty.org/audioblog.